Alrighty, good evening. Thank you for being here. Oh, yeah, we need this. Is it on?
Got to turn her on over here.
October 11th, Moab Valley Town Advisory Board meeting. You know what? I forgot for someone to lead us in the invocation. Can I get a volunteer? Brian is always our backup. How about you? No.
Jerry can do it. No, I'm not.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye. All right, Jerry, it's you. Yes.
What were you?
October 11th. October 11th, Valley Town Board. Will you do it, Jerry, please?
Gary.
Gary.
What did you want me to do, ma'am?
Lead us in the invocation.
Not God is great, God is good. Not God is great.
Okay, please stand for the invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry.
Can I do it from right here?
Yep, right there.
Okay.
So Mike, right here, bro.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to come to this town board meeting and to express our opinions the way we see fit to do. We ask that you bless this meeting and everyone in here and have them have safe travel on the way home after the meeting. We ask this in God's and Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Gary. With the flag. Okay.
I didn't know what it was about.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You may be seated. Thank you, everyone. Janice Redondo, Chair. Brian is missing. I don't know if he'll be coming this evening or not. To my left.
Lois Hall.
Lori Houston.
Jill Perkins.
Judy Metz.
Judy Metz, our secretary, is back. Thank goodness. I saw Chief Stephen Neal somewhere, I think, and Joe Davis and Metro. Hi, Stephen. I am a little concerned about, so the first public comment is reserved for comments of items on the agenda. And we don't have any items on the agenda. So we're going to go directly to approving the minutes of September 27th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. And approval of tonight's agenda, not last night's agenda. That's a little typo. So the approval of the agenda for tonight, October 11th. Make a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And motion carries. Okay, so our next item is informational items. This is something relatively new that's going to be on the town board. I'm not exactly sure how often. Just kind of an update from the Las Vegas office, talking about what's being done and where we are in the process. There isn't really someone here, Judy, to speak.
No, because it's just going to be a written report when she sends it in. It's going to be trying to update whatever has been going on. And if there have been questions, they're going to be answered within that information item. It's a work in progress right now.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll keep people up to date on what's going on, when it's supposed to be done, and because we get a lot of questions. So.
Sure.
If we do it this under that format, one, maybe we'll get more people at our meetings.
That'd be nice.
And two, we'll have answers.
Okay. So obviously the tennis courts they're going to be ready for use by November. Cannot believe it's already November. Republic Services was very nice. Thanks to Commissioner Kirkpatrick and her office for what they've done in regard to Republic Services. She was here many minutes ago, told us she would do it, and she did it. You can put stuff next to your trash can now, and we'll just monitor that as it goes, but that's
the first Saturday of the month only.
No.
That still goes on.
Every day.
Every pickup, every trash day.
And I can attest to it. We had a refrigerator the other day. They made sure the compressor was out,
nice.
And they took it. No problems. It was wonderful.
Wow.
Yes.
Janice,
yes.
There are some of the newsletters back there that actually tell you that like, the dump will be open the first Saturday, and it also explains when they will pick up bigger stuff and how it will work.
Excellent.
That there are additional trash cans if people need more than what they have now.
Lovely. That'd be me. Okay. This, they're in the back.
Yes.
And when you see Judy's yellow machine out here, she's here if you have questions. And I'm sure you can get this online as well, right? The newsletter?
Yes.
Yes. All right. NDOT's out here cleaning up drainage problems. I know they were working where they always are, down past Lynn's.
Whatever.
Perkins and Ingram.
Perkins and Ingram, yes. Any comments on that?
Glad.
No doubt.
Taken care of.
They're paying. There's always a good thing to see someone else. And NDOT is paying for the study of the safe walking trails. The principal has been quite vocal about the kids getting back and forth to the school. The harbor, they came out and made a presentation several months ago. They're every other week in the schools and here at the community center helping with counseling. Stephen Neal, Moapa Valley Fire Department emergency plan has been redone, tested, and succeeded. How's that for a sentence?
I like it.
Wonderful.
Good stuff, Stephen?
Good stuff.
Excellent. Numerous roads have been paved this spring and summer. The detention basin and drainage down Whipple is nearing completion. I know that the fairgrounds has got to be so happy about that. That was a lot of work, many years in the making, and that is going to move a lot of water away from the fairgrounds. Excuse me, Rural Partners Network, working with business owners, utilities, nonprofits, to enable further economic development. And an update on the Logandale Sports Complex. I don't know if that's in
there. There is not an update. That's why I was here earlier, was to try and get something printed out, but
okay.
They did not get back to her in time with all of it.
Oh. Okay. I'm assuming a few of you are here to talk about that.
And that's okay. Any comments can be made in the public comments at the end.
Yes. Not here.
No, that is an information-only item.
Okay.
But under public comment, we'll take all comments.
Okay. So, there's your update. Planning and zoning items, none. But we do believe we have one on November 1st.
Yes, we do.
There is a planning and zoning.
Planning and zoning is on November
15th. Oh, correct. The next one.
November 1st is... We're going to have a dedication for the artwork out there.
For the artwork. General business. We need to recommend an appointment for CDAC, which has to do with the CDBG. It's a Community Development Advisory Committee for fiscal year. There weren't lots of folks jumping to do it, so I've offered to be the lead.
Nominate Janice Redondo.
Uh-huh. All in favor?
Aye.
3-1. Motion passed. No, I'm sorry. Aye. And an alternate, I make a motion for Lori Houston to be my alternate. All in favor?
Aye.
Yay. Okay. More information to come on that. All right. We have a room almost full of people for public comment. If you'll let me... I love you all, and I know you're not going to leave, but you might have to. So I'm going to let my board, they want to tell you some stuff while we have you captive sitting here, and then we can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So
October's a really full month. We got the car show coming up this weekend for the Chamber of Commerce. They did have to move it this year. The road work was supposed to have already been started on Main, so they moved it down to the fairgrounds. So watch for that. Take your cars, tell your friends, come out and see people. It's also the Fall Fiesta.
What was the date?
The Saturday, the 14th.
Saturday.
Is the car show?
The car show.
Yes.
And second Saturday.
And second Saturday also. So that'll be kind of a fun combo up there at the fairgrounds. Lots of fun things the second Saturday for your Christmas presents. The Arts Council is having the string quartet come, or string triple, come on the 16th.
Trio.
Yeah, the trio. On the 17th, we have the Friends of the school district meeting on the 17th, and I believe that's at Old Chuck's. The 19th is Hump and Bump, which is a big local event. If you don't know about it, it's an off-road event that they donate a lot of funds to the Valley, to the scout groups and veterans groups and things. So if you can support
department.
That. Yeah, the fire department.
What day is that?
The 19th. It starts on the 19th and it goes throughout Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday morning. Really fun to go watch that. The 19th is also, I can't even read my pumpkin patch at the FFA. That's a big fundraiser for them. And then also the libraries, both the libraries are doing a bunch of events for the kids, so check on their websites for those. The 26th is the county trunk and treat. That's going to be over at the fairgrounds as well. And on the 27th, they have the old school carnival with the pocket lady right down here at the old school. I think that's about it. There's a lot of fun events. Keep watching in the paper. A lot of things are in the paper. All the quilting.
13th and 14th is a quilt show down at Old Shacks. That'll be fun.
Just a little question. Was there any theme to the trunk and treat at all, or is it just everybody?
Circus, wasn't it? I seen something about a circus.
I have no idea.
Okay, because I was asking our store.
You have a clown behind you.
Okay.
You're blocking in senior abuse, okay?
Okay, all right. Rein it in. Jill, do you have anything?
I have nothing to offer today.
Okay. Lois?
Nope.
Happy with that refrigerator that's gone?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So I want to thank everybody and anybody who had anything to do with Dr. Andy getting another wonderful gal.
Love her.
And being open on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
I could not believe it when I went over there.
The remodel is going well. They've blocked the door now, so they're going to be moving into that room. They're also supposed to be getting a new x-ray machine.
Wonderful.
It's super exciting. This has been
We talked about this before we were elected.
Yes. Lori and I actually went to the health fair, and we met. We met with the community liaison for Mesa View.
Okay.
And he let us know this was supposed to be. So it's supposed to happen last November. So we're excited it's going to be this November.
No doubt.
Progress is hard. There's also a community health fair on October 20th that will have a lot of classes and different preparedness things. So check out online and in the paper for those classes so you can sign up for those.
And the 21st.
20th.
21st.
And 21st. Yeah.
Nice. Are they going to continue to do blood tests down there?
They don't do them now.
No. As long as they order them, they will do it. If
they do
the them. Other doctors yep. orders, they will not.
It has to be handed.
Yep. Right. Yes.
Okay. So that's all we have. Anyone for public comment? Step up. Clearly state your name so that Judy can put it in her record.
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. I don't think it was on.
So those that don't know me, my name is Stephen Young. I'm the fire chief from Walker Valley Fire District. Just want to give you guys an update about the fire district. It's been a while since I've been here, so I want to give you guys an update. So if most of you, that if you don't know, in 2018 we separated from Clark County Fire Department. Since then, we've kind of really increased our level of services. Back in 2018, we had 30 volunteers, and we're up to 75 volunteers now.
Wow.
We weren't able to get EMT classes or advanced EMT classes out here. We've done 5 of them since. Last 6 months, we were able to give $1.6 million in federal grants, where before we weren't able to get those grants. We were able to get the CDBG grant also. That was $350,000. That's buying us new rescue for the Oakton Fire Station.
Crazy.
New gurneys, new monitors. So we're doing really good in grants. We were able to get approval, and we actually got a grant through FEMA, which is it's a safer grant, a staffing for adequate firefighters grant to hire an assistant chief. So I'm a Tuesday through Friday guy, so the assistant chief will cover my days off.
Nice.
So I can have days off.
Wonderful.
Because I'm working, burning at both ends. So they're going to be work on my off days, and they're going to be a paramedic. And so they will, their primary responsibility is going to be running calls. And so hopefully by having that person, we'll be able to have the 7-day-a-week paramedic coverage in our community.
When will that start?
So that grant will start in February. The application period closes on the 16th, and then the following week, the following Thursday, we'll do interviews, and then we have physical agility test, and then do a chief's interview, and then I'll make the selection. And then February, they'll start.
Nice.
So we're doing a lot of increase in services. Our big focus right now is emergency management. As you guys can all assume, starting a new fire department from scratch has been very challenging. So we had to start literally from the ground up with policies, procedures, things like that. So we finally got that underneath us. And so now we're focusing on emergency management. So we have two emergency management groups. We have one with all the emergency managers, which is all the utility emergency managers, because if there is an emergency, if the power goes out, we're all affected somehow, all the utilities, especially the fire department. So we're kind of going off of each other. So if the power goes out, you know, what can the fire department do to help out during their emergency? You know, because we have a lot of elderly that rely on outlets to plug in their oxygen, you know, so we come up with a plan, and that will be released in at our fair on the 19th and 20th, what the plan is. So if the power goes out, the designated area is going to be the OPD building and the fire station. Power goes out in the summertime, cooling station is going to be at the Loganville Fire Station. So we'll have designated locations where people can go and are predetermined versus if power goes out and now we have a bunch of seniors in their, you know, homes and they're burning up and they don't do social media, they don't know where to go. And so kind of prevent the confusion at the time of emergency, so kind of get the word out. And then the second group is stakeholders. So local stakeholders, different faiths, we're all coming together and we'll work on the annex plan. So that way, because if cell phone goes out like it did a month ago, right, we were all freaking out. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, we can't get on the cell phone, we can't get internet, you know, none of that stuff works. So we're going traditional way of word of mouth. You know, so if we have all these different stakeholders that can reach out to the neighbors, their, you know, different people in their congregation to get the word out via word of mouth. And then we're working on a plan to use ham radios so we can reach all the way to Moapa here, Logandale, so that we can have different ways of communicating. So if one way of communicating goes out, we have a backup plan. So we're really hitting that hard. One of the things that, you know, when we set up this meeting, I asked all the different emergency managers what keeps you up at night. And what keeps me up at night as the fire chief is wildland fire, hazmat, flooding, and an active shooter. Those are the four things that keep me up at night. And over the last year, we've had three of them. And so our emergency management plan has been tried and tested, and it's going really well. And why I bring that up is having local control here where we know our neighbors, we know the stakeholders, is a very big key. And I have to point this out because none of this would be possible without Commissioner Kirkpatrick. You know, so her taking the leap of faith on us in 2018 to let us be able to do this, you know, like she didn't have to do it. She doesn't rely on any of our votes, and she did it because she loves our community. So she has done a lot, and, you know, during the whole COVID pandemic, we've been upstream if we weren't our own fire district, you know, as far as getting people vaccinated and testing, getting our youth back to sports, things like that. So she's been a big part of our success. But I just wanted to, you know, let the board know where we're at as a fire district. We're making strides and we're getting improved services to our community. So.
Are we still having a meeting on the 17th?
Yep. Still having a meeting on the 17th. That's all I do is meetings.
Stephen, tell us a little about the crazy fire that was over the Mesa.
Crazy fire.
Bunkerville, Mesquite, who handled that?
So we did the initial response. So it started on, believe it or not, Bureau of Reclamation has land over there.
Yeah.
So it started on Bureau of Reclamation and spread to private land, and then spread to BLM land, and spread to Park Service land. So we all have a stake in that fire. So the cause is still under investigation, but it's human in nature. So we're still trying to find out the cause.
No loss of life?
No loss of life.
Animals?
Nope.
No.
No loss of animals.
Excellent.
Yeah, and that kind of goes along with our collaboration and coordination with our federal and local stakeholders, you know, because that's, we did after action review and that went seamless, you know, as far as.
Well, you came from where? The BLM?
I came from my mother.
Tell her.
Tell that woman we love her. And I was so incredibly impressed with the way that
you specifically and our guys dealt with that and the way they coordinated with the BLM, because it was under control. People didn't know it was, and they didn't know what you were doing, so it looked like it may not have been. But witnessing it firsthand was pretty, I was very impressed with what you guys had done.
And what a lot of people don't know is wildland fires is different than a structure fire. You know, even wildland fire is different than our outside fires we have here locally. Here, we fight the fire with water. Big wildland fires, we fight fire with fire. And we fight fire with shovels and dirt. We don't fight it with water. So when, you know, you hear people saying that, you know, we're doing it on purpose, yeah, we're starting fire to back burn, to start from this line and push it towards where the fire is at so it can't spread. But yeah, it was... But to answer your question, Janice, I was at Park Service.
Park Service, okay.
So I was at both.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
At the end of the meeting, if your children be here, I need to speak with you.
Okay.
I want to thank you all for you and all your volunteers for the open house Saturday with pancake breakfast. I wasn't able to make it, but I heard great things.
Good.
We really appreciate everything you do for the Valley.
Yeah, but that's, you have changed our world, and, yes, and in a very, very impressive, good way. My own family has been serviced in very in times of great stress, and I have been so impressed with the professionalism and the knowledge that they had when they took care of us. So thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I have.
Thanks, Stephen. It was a lot.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thanks,
dude. All righty, who's first? Come on up. You went first last time.
All right. Hello, I was at the last meeting. My name's John Mahaney.
John Mahaney.
Mahaney.
And I'd like to say I'm really excited about this park. I think it's great. It's the best thing that can happen in front of my house because it's going to keep down all the dust and the dirt.
Do I have to separate you two?
And I came from my mother, too.
I'm just going to try to fix it.
I think take this one.
That, it's working.
There's a lot of negative.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
It's working. It's working, Jeff.
Calm down. I'm losing my
favorite. You love the park. I'll help you.
And there's a lot of negative things going on with this thing. And it's not true. I mean, what's written about some of this stuff in the newspaper... It's not true. The people on our street want it. Most of them do. We just want it so the kids are safe. They're not going to get run over by a bunch of vehicles. Maybe we can put some gates in there that are fire gates, you know, responding gates.
Yep.
And if we do have an incident, they can get in there easily. There's another way out of there. They can use the dirt and go out and in, you know, on the left-hand side. It's no big deal. It's just change the furniture around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not against them putting the roads in. Just, you know, do something with it. That's about it.
Thanks, John.
My name's Gary Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, and I'm a current resident of Logandale, Nevada. I wasn't at the last meeting, but from what I understand, the majority of the people that came up to this podium were all in favor of that park. All in favor of it. There was only a couple of stumbling issues, which the board approved it with the stipulation that there would be some review, or they'd revisit the areas that we had a problem with. Has that occurred yet?
Next week.
Next week? Is there going to be another meeting here?
Nope. A week from today at the
okay.
Grand Central Parkway, okay. 9 a.m.
So the reason that I'm up here is because where I live is a residential area, and the homeowners own the streets to the middle of the street, which in essence means to me, I'm not an attorney, but in essence means to me that we are liable for anything that occurs in that area. And it's already occurred one time where a kid on a bicycle, I believe it was, fell down, and the parents tried to sue the homeowner that owned the street in front of the house where the accident occurred. My main problem is I do not want to be liable for somebody coming down that street, okay, at a high rate of speed or whatever, which we have all the time anyway. Taylor is, where that exit is coming out right on Taylor there, Taylor is a for whatever reason, ends up being quite the little thoroughfare. So, and when you get down to Owosso on Taylor, there's huge dips there. I understand that the guy that designed this, I don't know his name, but the guy that designed the whole parks had not had a chance to visit the area. Okay, that's what my understanding was. I understand there was an issue that he had brought up, that the fact that on Brunel, the lay of the land is a lot lower than it is on higher. Okay, which is not true. Okay, Brunel's higher than higher. Higher than higher.
You walked into that one.
But anyhow, irregardless, they're going to make major improvements to the dirt around the area anyway. If they were to bring that exit out onto Taylor, it's going to be down at street level, from what I understand. Okay? So that means taking that berm down. Okay? Which Jack's okay with. It'll kind of cut down the dust on his place. But, you know? But seriously speaking, if all that traffic is exited out of there, and I understand it's only a few times a year, but there's a thing called the fair that there's 60,000 people that come to every year, that, and a lot of them go down our streets. So I just want to make it clear that I don't want to be responsible. If they were to take a waiver and say, okay, all the homeowners in there, here's a sign, we're signed affidavit, and it's all been notarized by the government, and we're not going to be held responsible?
All for it.
Yeah, all for it. We just really do want the facility there. We've heard about this facility since I moved there in 2001.
Long time, yeah.
So we basically just don't want the liability. And we believe that there's other avenues available for them to make the exit at a different spot or move something around. There's a lot of property down there.
We were pretty firm with them that night, Gary, that we wanted to see the driveway not align with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And was there mentioned something about making gates there as a carded
fire
gate?
Yeah, one of the RPM guys had talked about.
Because I had heard about that, but I didn't know exactly if it happened or if what happened in that particular area.
It's an option, probably the easiest one, I would imagine.
Yeah. The only problem with that is it takes away 80 something parking lots.
Oh, the spaces.
No, not if the gates are locked.
No, they'd just come in. They would different area.
Yeah, they would come in from higher, and the gates would be closed
higher or
for the majority of the time unless there was
emergency.
An emergency. Right. And then the gates are open for the emergency vehicles.
That's what Jack alluded to with the emergency.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's what I understood of it. So there would be the two entrances, one at Taylor and one on higher. The gate would be at the one on Taylor, and that would be kept shut unless it was an emergency, because they still could kind of squeak by with the requirements of having two.
By the way, kudos to the folks.
No, one second. Just stay. Sit.
No, she just called me.
Sit in Gary's chair.
Okay.
In your chair.
Wrap it up, Gary.
Keep
chair,
it warm.
Wrap it up.
You look like my brother.
No.
What the heck was I going with this?
I don't know.
We wanted to give kudos out to the designers as far as lowering those lights that are on the ball fields.
Correct, and the type of lights.
That has been an area of contention, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not so much for me. All it does is light the top of my roof so I can see the roof tiles if I really need to.
Okay.
However, when I come around my corner from Owosso onto Sheepskin, those lights blind me, and I can't even see my driveway. So, kudos.
Excellent.
Thank God they're going to lower the...
Everything takes a while, but we always eventually get to it, Gary.
So,
all right. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for your time.
Of course.
Hi, I'm Marie Mahaney. I only have one thing.
Hi, Marie.
Chair.
There are two entrances on Bunnell.
Yeah,
not one. There's
okay.
Two entrances on Bunnell. There's one up by Higher, and then there's one at Taylor.
Is it on Bunnell or it's on Higher?
On Bunnell. No, that's right, because he said...
They were
said,
talking about making that switch.
Yes, that's...
That was one of the things that they were talking about.
Yeah, and I think that was an easy one, he said.
Yeah. He said that was going to be...
For one, but they couldn't do both.
They couldn't do both, but they could do the one, and that's what they were going to revisit.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Isn't there probably an
entrance? You got to come up?
No.
You have to, I'm sorry.
No.
You're lovely, come on.
May I?
Yes, you may. She's gonna get some courage up. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Arnold Christensen.
Hi, Arnold.
I go by Gene. Nobody knows me by Arnold.
Oh, I do now.
His mother did.
Your mother.
One of the residents that live on Taylor.
Oh, you're on Taylor.
And we're right behind him, as a matter of fact.
So I'm sorry.
My
thought they'd get a kick out of that.
I can't help it. My mother did it. So
have you got a little while?
Anyway, the streets aren't the best to start with. They're not public. We own them.
Yep.
And the extra traffic is only going to wear them out even faster. And I don't know about everybody else, but I'm not looking to buy new streets. The county wants to come in and put new streets. That'd be nice. There's also two giant dips right at my house. And we have people hit those all the time. And they don't like driving 25 miles an hour or 20 miles
right,
an hour.
Right.
We also have these little bikes, little scooters, uh-huh. not scooters.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles. They decide they like to do wheelies off of that thing. Mm. Somebody is going to get hurt. And we don't need the extra liability. I'm with the rest of people. I love the idea of the park. I mean, that's fantastic. Upgrade as much as we can. I sure. love that.
Excellent.
But I'm very concerned about the liability, like my brother said.
Down.
And the traffic wearing out our street
yeah.
faster.
Right.
Than,
no, there's a big difference, the fact that they're private public streets. And I can tell you I would have never allowed that had I had any say whenever that was built. Yeah. It's just bad news. It's a cost.
You should have seen me when I tried to get a loan on my house. They said, you don't even own a street.
Oh, my God.
No, I own the street.
Yes, right.
The county doesn't.
No.
So it's always been one of our concerns.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they didn't do it right in the first place.
Well, they should have. And you yeah. maybe should have saved your money up all these years and put in some gates. Because...
Well, I thought about that. Either that or just stand there.
You're retired, right?
Retired, I can stand there.
Do you guys have a copy of
we'll
the
give you Gary's chair.
Easement agreement?
Pardon me?
Does anybody have a copy of the private easement agreement? We can get it from county.
I don't have one.
Think we should check on that.
We have one. I believe Lynn has one.
Are you an HOA?
No.
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 Okay.
No, Jim Hayworth is also like this. It's just a private easement.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And they just never finished it for some reason. From what I understand, when I got my reverse mortgage years ago, it wasn't ever completed, so they didn't turn it over to the county. That's what I was under. I like never got the reverse mortgage. So, but anyway.
Okay.
Streets are going to wear out. People are going to get injured at that dip. That's my biggest concern.
Okay. We have issues with your roads.
Sounds fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marie, drag her up here.
Come on. Come
She'll
on.
Go with you. She'll go with you. It's easier if she goes with you.
You're as cute as a button.
I know, but Judy's got to know who you are.
Judy knows who I am.
Make sure you spell your last name, please.
Dana Hanley, Hanley. My question was, is there's currently already a very large entrance that on Frainer, across from the fairgrounds, that people use during the fair or to get in for the baseball games or whatever they're doing across the street. And that's even closer to the fire department.
They have a whole redesign. I don't know if you've seen the depictions and stuff. So they have a whole new plan for all of it. They're going to be moving a lot of things.
Okay, so the whole chain link that's around there now, erase that concept, is going to change.
I don't think it'll be chain linked at all anymore.
Well, I'm just, right now there's chain link. I'm just
right.
That's what's drawing in my mind is the picture of what's currently there. So that entrance that would be on Frainer would not be in play for that.
It'll be all
right. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
See, that wasn't bad, Dana.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
fantastic.
Come on up. We got to make you uncomfortable.
We appreciate you coming
Hi.
On. We love this.
Heck yeah.
My name is Danielle Holliday, and I'm the owner of Pirates Landing in Logandale. And I just wanted to say that as business owners in Logandale, we are extremely excited about the sports complex expansion.
Nice.
We're not in downtown Overton, so we're kind of overlooked when it comes to the revitalization projects and so on and so forth. And people need to literally just be driving through or have an event in Logandale to frequent our establishments. So for my employees and for the economy of us as businesses, this is a great, great concept for us, and we're really looking forward to it. I hope that we can get through the short-term issues and concerns. I hear the concerns, and I understand what their concerns are, and I hope we can get through those and get everything done and get through the short-term construction, because the long-term benefits to the community and to us in general as businesses, for my employees, for my customers, and for the community, I think will be great. So I just wanted to represent the businesses in Logandale and make that comment.
I had a quick question.
Danielle, stay here.
Danielle,
come back.
Did the ROTC get a hold of you for the Veterans Day Parade?
They did not.
Okay, I have a number. They want to talk to you about doing a meal for their kids.
Perfect. I would love that.
It was very nice of you to get up and speak. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
It.
Did she say that?
Are you getting up? Come on now. Come on. You came here.
I did. But I was expecting a little bit more. My name's Mark Leeser, resident of Bunnell, as we know. Apparently there's not really an update, so it's kind of hard to argue over stuff that's not there. I will say this. Beside the fact of what I was called today in the newspaper, which is self-centered and a person with a not my backyard mentality, which is basically judging a book by its cover. I guess maybe this person has seen me before. I don't know. Don't really appreciate those comments, but this is the way I'm going to put it. I'm a power plant supervisor. Like, I will never sacrifice safety for my crew for something that I want, which is going to be production, getting power back online. Why? Because I cannot put a price on life. By you guys wanting this park with the driveway, which I'm 110% for the park, I'm 110% not for the driveway on my street.
On Taylor.
On
Bunnell at all.
I live right where the driveway is going to spit out.
Okay.
Bunnell and Taylor.
Right.
So, like I said, okay. I'm 110% for this park. I want my children to enjoy it.
Yep.
It's awesome for me because I can watch them walk across the street and sit in my driveway and don't even have to leave.
Yep.
But the driveway creating an unsafe situation to the residents in our neighborhood, I do not agree with. Like I said, it's just going to be a matter of time before somebody is hit or somebody dies. By you guys agreeing, not saying you directly, but the people who are agreeing to this park with the driveway there where it's going to be, is something that they want. They're putting a price on life, and that is called the park. That's all I really got to say. I just, the safety of our community, that driveway needs to go somewhere else. I didn't move to live on the Las Vegas Boulevard Strip. And that's basically what we're going to turn into when we have driveways and 100 people come in to drop their kids off. I get it. The access in the back is awesome to come drop your kid off and they can run over, but their kids, they can walk 10 more feet from the front parking lot to get to the back.
We gave them some of our thoughts, as you know, were here. And I am a firm believer, Mark, that something, it isn't going to happen the way that it is.
I hope so. Like I said, I don't have a lot to say because there's nobody presented anything at this meeting.
They can't. The guys that were here, it takes forever to get them scheduled to come out at night, especially where we are. We approved it with that condition, and the commissioner's very good about following what we do. So, as I said, it's next Wednesday at 9 a.m. We'll all be watching.
With you all being here, that will impress her as well.
Kirkpatrick.
Yep. Yeah, she has not a very good follow-up on getting back to people who email her or call her.
You have five members of the board, though, that are completely with you. And that's why we did that stipulation on the end. We love the park. We hate the driveway.
I appreciate it. Like I said, I didn't really have much to say. I just kind of wanted to put that piece out there. Like, I can't put a price on someone's life. And to me, people are putting a price on somebody's life with this park, because if somebody dies in our neighborhood getting ran over by somebody trying to hurry up and get out, that's the sacrifice.
I agree.
And the commissioner's meeting next Wednesday, 9 a.m., is open to the public.
Yeah. They always make it convenient for people of the working class.
Mark.
I'll represent you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Howdy.
How are you?
Very good.
My name's Greg Schwab. I live about a half mile from the proposed
expansion.
In this...
Won't affect me directly at all.
Greg, what's the last name?
Schwob, I'm sorry. It's S-C-H-W-O-B.
Schwob, okay. Yeah. Are you in that neighborhood?
I'm right across from Liz Adams, St. Thomas Estate.
Okay.
In any event, so we're not really affected.
Yep.
But I do kind of feel some feel for the folks on Bunnell in particular.
We did too.
And anybody on Taylor.
Yeah.
Both of the issues regarding liability and also wear and tear on the road are legitimate issues because there's no good guy discount on paving. It just doesn't exist.
No, right.
And it seems unreasonable and unfair to strap those residents with a bill and the county's just not going to pay for it. So they're stuck with it, like it or not. The other thing is, was this, and this is an inquiry, was this plan workshopped with you guys or the community at all before it was presented?
So that's a loaded question, and I don't really like to. I don't.
Does that mean it's a good question?
Well, we're not. I'm not really supposed to engage with you during public
comment.
I've been very lax about that most of the time. Trust me, the answer to that is a capital YES.
Okay.
Commissioner Kirkpatrick sends out these newsletters. Now, do you have to seek it out? The answer is probably yes.
Yes.
Okay. But yes, there were workshops, and this is 2 decades of having these discussions.
I think the park plan, by the way, is beautiful.
Yes, we all do.
Except anything involving a parking lot entry on Bunnell, to me, is a non-starter.
Someone tonight said that he didn't get a chance to come out here. And I think if someone had just come out and said, here's where we're going to put the driveway, straight down Taylor, and holy crap, look at that dip, and find out that the streets are private, which, trust me, I didn't know the streets were private. And I would have known, but I didn't know that about your, until the last town board meeting.
Yeah. So,
we don't. You know, we're not going to kick somebody in the teeth, which is a little bit how I felt the last meeting. There was, the tensions just got too high. Tonight, everyone is being so respectful. I'm so appreciative, as is she, because she couldn't even do the minutes from the last meeting at the end of the meeting. Too many people talking and everything going on. This is how we conduct.
The day in progress.
Yes.
And I find it offensive, honestly, the characterization of the people that brought it, that had issue with it. It's just patently offensive to me. But
the emotions run high on both sides.
Yeah.
When you wait,
I can understand.
So long.
I can understand. Not to break protocol, but did the people that did this plan, did they ever do a site visit, look at things?
I can't answer that.
Okay, but probably not. That's just patent laziness on their part. I'm assuming they're not doing this plan free.
No.
And when you pay that kind of money, and I'm sure it's not cheap.
No.
I'm going to ask for something. And, you know, people get the government they deserve. If you don't hold the government to task, if you don't demand certain things, you get exactly what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
The same as when you don't vote. It's on you at that point. So having said that, that's the end of my comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
you
being here. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
Come on down. All the cool kids are reading. I love the shirt.
Thank you.
Great shirt.
We're polar opposites.
Is that why she's sitting behind you?
Yes, I got to escape easily if I have to. My name is Heather Leister. I live on Bunnell, right at the corner where the driveway will be basically directly in front of me.
Hopefully will not be, yes.
Hopefully will not be.
Yes.
I'm still against that.
Yep.
I'm for the park. I am against that. But he actually addressed the question that I had as well. People keep saying that we should have known this was coming. We knew the park was expanding by 2 baseball fields. We knew a playground was being. I have never heard anything until March of this year about a parking lot with an exit onto Bunnell. Nothing. Not a single word.
How did you hear in March?
I had 2 neighbors down, and then Jack and Marie also, but then also Rob, our other neighbor, told us.
How?
And from my understanding, it was from your meeting in March.
A town board meeting?
A town board meeting. And I looked back through all the minutes, because usually if I see something, I'll try to make sure someone in our family can be there.
Good.
But it was just like just said, updates from Commissioner Kirkpatrick or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
It didn't even really
right, she
talk
was
about,
here, yeah, okay.
It didn't talk about that the it was going to be addressing this. It didn't talk about, there was no like plan involved. I went back through all of the agendas posted online for the town board meeting, and I believe it's through 2018. I didn't find a single mention of the Logandale complex anywhere in there all the way through that time. The first letter I've ever received about that was the meeting for the last town board meeting. I've never got a letter about this. I've never got an email. I've never got a phone call. I've never even had someone come knock on my door and ask our opinion on this. So I'm kind of blown away on how we were supposed to. I'm not clairvoyant. Like, it's not a skill I possess. I don't really want it. I don't have it. But we didn't know that there was going to be a parking lot right there. We knew the park was expanding, and none of us have a problem. Well, I should not say all of us. Can't speak for everybody. Everyone I have talked to does not have a problem with the park expanding.
Me too.
We have a problem with a road entering where my children play, which I don't think is safe. I watch kids all the time, because we homeschool. I'm home. I see them walk all the time. Everybody's walking. We have everybody. It's a very heavily walked neighborhood, which I love. But I just feel that it's a little poor planning. Like, all of this could have been addressed so much earlier if anyone had said anything. Because as soon as I heard about it in March, I wrote a letter. I have not once heard back from the commissioner, not one time. And I know that has been the experience of several others who have expressed discontent with how it is. I laid out all of my information. I have written letters. But it's hard when you don't get
two-way street
feedback. Mm-hmm. If there had been a meeting prior to this, I'm sure a lot of us would have been at that, and this could have all been addressed way back
I agree.
And next week,
I asked him that 2 weeks ago. That mm-hmm. what you brought it for us to make our comments, and now we're being told it's going to get thrown out of the queue and it's not going to happen.
And that just doesn't seem fair to the like, if you want a government, you have to have give and take. And when you push people to a timeline like that, mm-hmm. then people are seen as the total bad guys for bringing up concerns. Mm-hmm. We're not waiting until after the
fact and then
coming here and complaining about it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be proactive and get to this before we get to that point.
Yes.
So it just kind of seems like it's very poor planning and lack of wanting to actually know what the community feels. And they're just looking at the main things instead of looking at, there's could be different ways, but no other ideas have been presented.
No, and I told them that they're very intelligent and well-schooled, and yes. I knew that they could come up with another alternative. So
yes,
we're gonna truly hope that that's going to happen.
I have one question for the commissioner's meeting. I cannot be there. We were given 3 weeks' notice. I have 32 kids waiting for me to dissect owl pellets. So I'm not going to disappoint them.
And she wouldn't want you to.
No. But it says on there is an email address. If I send in an email or a letter, what happens to that? Is this read into record? Do people actually read this? Am I wasting my time?
No, you're not wasting your time, but I'm going to give you an email tonight.
Okay,
I can give it all to you. You don't want to send it to the general mailbox, which is what most people get.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I want to say, because I know this gal, that her email is probably in this newsletter. But it's her name. It's Marilyn.Kirkpatrick.
Is there a way to get it so beyond her hears that at the meeting? Because I don't have my personal experience. I think if everyone else has had a different experience, that's wonderful. My personal experience has been she's completely ignored me. So how can I get this beyond her when I really can't make the meeting? I'm hoping my husband can go.
It's easy to call her office.
She doesn't pick, respond. We have voicemail okay. messages, and she doesn't respond.
And we emailed her, too. And no
you can always do short letters. And if you find one of your neighbors going, give them the letter. They can read it
okay.
at the commissioner's meeting.
Okay.
They have to stay within 3 minutes, though. They're yeah. very strict about that. Not
May
like
I
a,
speak,
Jen? Yes, please. Okay. I'm sorry, Judy.
She is looking forward to getting emails.
Okay.
Because she knew that she didn't get updated information as she had wanted to have for today's meeting.
Okay.
So either if you are for it, if you are against it, whatever your stance is, she wants to get emails so that she has them for the record at their meeting. Her email is very easy. It's Marilyn.Kirkpatrick@clarkcountynv.gov. And if you don't remember that, I'll write it down back there, so anybody that wants to copy it down can copy it down.
Okay.
And send your emails, but don't send anonymous emails, don't send...
Oh, no, I included all my information on there.
But you're not the only person here. Uh-huh. I'm just saying, in a case like this where it could have some kind of an impact, you need to, let her know that you live there, or that you at least live in the Moapa Valley. If you're for it, that, you really want the park because of what it has, it's going to have for the kids. In your guys' cases, you don't want it because of the driveway being there. And my suggestion is don't make it long and lengthy. Make it something that she can put together with other ones so that it's not a mishmash.
Awesome. That's very good
advice. We want the park.
Yes.
For our case, we don't want it because of the driveway. We do want the park.
No, Mark, I was just going to say that that's not what she meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you say both things.
When I looked at other parks throughout the Las Vegas area, there are several that have neighborhoods next to them, and none of them have a driveway that go to the street. There's literally one that has two streets into the neighborhood, unlike yours is just one off of Bunnell. And the driveway, is in the center so that it doesn't line up with the street. And I mentioned that. So again, I believe it's being worked on. Your voices were heard. And any confusion about we don't want the park, I think that may have just gotten thrown in a couple of times by somebody maybe who was just hot at the time.
In the paper.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you read.
It had to be true.
It had to be.
There was a comment at the last meeting, to be fair, that they said they did not.
Sorry, Vernon.
They felt like that there was already two parks, and that, so there was a comment at the last meeting, to be fair.
I think her comment, though, because from my interpretation, was she was talking about the exact playground, not the park itself. She was talking about there's already two playgrounds.
Yeah.
That's how I interpret her comment, because I know what you're talking about.
32 kids, did you say?
32 kids.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, thank you. Anybody else?
I have a question. Is the meeting...
You can't... I'm sorry. I know you can't. I got to have you come up. I'm sorry.
She's in a booth.
Stand up right
there. Oh. She's send your husband.
She's got a cast.
Greg 12 again.
Greg...
SCHWB. Is the meeting in Vegas?
Correct.
Okay.
Grand Central Parkway.
All right.
Across from the outlet mall, whatever.
I know where that is.
Yep. 9 a.m. Wednesday morning.
I have one more question. Are they building this whole park for our community, or are they going to have people coming from Utah and Las Vegas?
No.
So that our people will never be able to get in.
Speaking
of it's baseball field.
Present your name, please.
Greg, what's your wife's name?
Huh?
What is your wife's name?
Debbie.
Okay.
Did you ask that?
There will be ball tournaments.
Are they building that for us, or are they building that for everybody else to come in and use?
No, this is our park. There will be some ball tournaments there.
There already are.
Yeah. They're already having them there.
I understand that with the baseball fields, but what are the pickleball courts, the new little water park thing,
park? No, that's ours. Be community events. They might have, a community pickleball tournament, something like that, but I don't think that it's going to be.
I imagine that's why they put in the road this whole new disaster that they're building along to get out of the, that's because of this.
No, that's the truck lane. Yeah, because we need that.
Okay.
I'm so grateful for that.
Where's the fair parking?
That's a discussion for another day.
Jack Mahaney again.
Oh. Cut you off, Cindy.
Can we also get a hold of Toby Urich, our assemblyman?
I bet you can.
And maybe he can talk to somebody.
I don't think you need to do that.
We did it.
He's a good buddy of mine.
He's the one who told us how to get
He's a good friend of mine.
Patrick.
Oh, okay.
So maybe
yeah, I can sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cindy?
Any more on the ballpark? Because I'm switching to something else.
It don't matter.
Oh, I'm just giving you
mix it in.
Who's in the same general area and everybody else?
Okay. We appreciate you.
Ballpark team.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate you.
Cindy Markle, 480 McDonald.
It'll be very busy October 18th because we're also going to be talking about the Overton RV park. I have done my due diligence on the
Cindy,
Overton
talk to
RV.
Us, please. Talk to us, please.
On the Overton RV park.
I can hear you.
I sent quite a few
postcards to Mary Kilpatrick. The developer did not show up at the last meeting. So on October 18th, we will be discussing, along with the ballpark, to Commissioner Mary Kilpatrick. So we did not have a meeting to discuss it. You had to be within 1,500 feet to get into a meeting to discuss the Overton RV park. I don't know if anybody is here that was within 1,500 feet besides the town board who attended that knows anything about the RV park coming in. I seem to be the only one. I have several more postcards, and I will make sure if anyone has anything to say about the RV park, I will be there on the 18th if anybody wants to talk to me after the meeting. I know pretty much everything about the RV park because it was not presented to the town board. I came to the meeting. I come to all the town board meetings. And they did not present this meeting to this community here. The boards that the gentleman brought, the presentation boards, laid on the floor. The town board didn't make much comment about the RV park. I know it is a lot of talk about a ballpark, but there isn't anything being talked about the RV park. So, again, that was also advised by our town board to Marilyn Kilpatrick, and it will be October 18th. It's going to be a very busy day. So I encourage anyone who cannot attend, you can always reach her by mail. Hopefully she gets all the postcards and all the emails, as everyone says. I have a feeling, I also go to commissioners and attend other things. They have a lot on the agenda, so if you don't get right in when it's time for your meeting, it kind of goes to the wayside. Again, the town board has nothing else to say about the RV park. They already gave their hands up. They had nothing to say other than it's a concrete jungle. The year that the RVs can come in and out, Lois made comment that her customers can get in and out of her facility next door, but there's nothing said about anyone who lives in Overton, how we're all going to be affected by it. I understand how everyone's going to be affected by a ballpark. Let's all hear it for an RV park that's going in down here if Marilyn Kilpatrick has anything to do with it, because as Janice just states, she listens to Janice in the town board. Well, we all have a lot to say, and evidently nobody knows about an RV park. And I encourage everyone to not only get involved in Logandale, but also what's happening over here. It is going to be a great thing for the community, but we're not going to be able to go in there. We don't get a swim in the swimming pool. We don't get to play in their pickleball court. We don't get to even come in with our RVs because we don't have RVs. So how is that benefiting us? 168 over in Glendale is already zoned for an RV park. It will not interfere with any resident who lives within 350 feet.
Cindy, address the board and wrap it up, please.
Within 350 feet of Whitmore, where I live, you don't live next to the RV park. You have 9 acres left next to you. Let's put it over there, Janice. Let's move it next to the pig farm. 3 minutes are up. Thank
Three
you.
Minutes
we'll see
up.
Everybody at the meeting.
Way up. Way up. Anything else? Anybody else? We have a next meeting scheduled for November 1st, and Judy said it's happening because there's a dedication for the art. Okay, what do we got? 7:58. We're adjourned. I never vote to adjourn, sorry. You're supposed to, some vote, I don't. Did you
no.
do this?
Oh, I kick him.
Did you do the
ZDAP? I
don't
know if it was when I got here.
Can I get her email? Okay.
Judy's going to print it out.
We have email proof. No, Toby, you're the only one that got an
email. Janice, I'll be right back. I'm going to go see if I have some of her cards.
Okay. Oh, yeah, don't worry. We had to contact Toby.
I don't know for sure.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours.
He came out
and we put signs around the valley for him. But he's the one that we had to talk to because we tried to get a hold of her, and Toby's the one.
She's a busy woman.
I
mean,
exactly.
It's so important that you all came tonight saying how much you liked and loved her.
We do. We want it.
Because she is a redhead through and through.
Yeah, see, I've met her.
That lady is going to make her crazy next week.
This one?
Yeah. She's going to make her crazy.
What's
so I'm praying. Don't even bother.
You work at Wendy's?
I own it.
Then you got one of my stuffed animals.
From
Perky
lady.
Oh, Perky! Yes!
She gave you stuffed animals.
Yes!
I make them.
Oh,
I sell them.
That's so fun. Yeah, that when, because she told me.
Oh, nice.
She told me she had, what was she had made for you?
One of them was a pig, I think.
Yeah, a pig, and then there was something else.
Yeah, a lamb or a goat or a...
I think a goat.
Yeah.
I think a goat, yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, because she told me she was on
500 and things around my house.
Oh.
No, but I'm going to the craft fair next weekend with them.
Oh, for you. I appreciate the two of you so much in coming and speaking because in the gal, are you kidding me? People from Utah? Do you know how much stuff Utah has? This is the last place Utah wants
to come. No, they want
to
come here.
They have everything. Even Mesquite has the pickleball courts, and the kids
Mesquite
have...
has huge pickleball
courts. Mesquite
yeah,
has like 40
right across from Smith's.
Oh,
well,
my
they have,
gosh.
They have them all over that valley.
Well,
yeah.
There's a big place right across
from Smith's. Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Sun City and...
Yeah, yeah, we went there today to buy lottery tickets.
$1
billion.
It's crazy. I'm so sick of that.
But it was empty. The store, Scenic, was empty.
It's the best. That's
we walked into Scenic, we got the tickets, walked out. I said, you're not busy. She said, we've been from the road all day. She said, you got in here and nobody was here.
But it's always back east that they win.
Yeah. Why had his, my sister, we were from New York, so we had her buy us some there, but they didn't win. They didn't win, so we bought some. Yeah, we're from New York, so. But I hope you get everything straight. We got to wait for the cars. For Patrick's cars.
They need a car.
Yes.
You might want to come to the
meeting. Yes.
On
one for
coffee. Okay. Because you're for the airport, not for us.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we made it through. They're going to have the
it's very hard not to speak out.
It is very hard.
It went through so many different processes in the beginning, but we never got it. 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 And it's been sitting there all this time.
I'm giving you
the. Is that hot?
Or